that you'll confuse me with.
Okay.
What?
Nothing.
Are you recording right now?
No.
We're not going to do this right now.
I know. I'm not recording right now. But, okay. Keep talking, though.
Well, so, that's pretty much it.
So you want me to come up with questions and try and trip you up?
Yeah. Based on Young Lions. The release of Young Lions.
Okay.
Just because I want a way...
We should do this with every game.
We should. We should start doing podcasts about every game we release. Even small ones like Game Jam games.
Yes. But like I said before, we do it so that we talk and then we get it all recorded.
Yes. But won't it be more stilted?
Yes, it will be very stilted. That's why when we repeat them, we can't... We don't repeat them. We have to record the first time we say them.
I imagine I'll run into a scenario where I'm trying to remember what I said. And then I'll have to say something, but also be remembering what I said, so I'll have
to pause. We'll get caught into, like, this stiltedness where we try and remember what we said.
We should just have microphones in all the rooms.
We need to record it. Hold on, let me get my phone. Okay. So I can start recording this.
I thought you were recording. Okay. You wanna give me a sample question for Young Lions?
No, because I have to think about it.
You gotta be fresh?
They have to be fresh. But not...
Don't be like that guy at Too Many Games who came in our booth and he said, "Man, I have so many questions, but I want them to all be fresh. I'll ask you all of them tomorrow."
And then he never came back.
He came by, and all he did was set up a camera, and all you did was give him, like, a little flavor text about the game, and then he left.
Mm. I was
so excited.
We should have been putting together, like, a flavor text. See, okay.
I also shouldn't have sat in behind the shot that he was doing and just been like, "I can't look at the camera. I'm too..."
We should have both been out there.
Yeah, we should have. I planned on doing, like, the little card. Mm-hmm. I was going to go like,
"Eh." Every once in a while, it hits me. It pops into my head of, like awesome things we could have done.
That's why I know I don't even want to look up the interview on YouTube. If it's okay, then that's great. But if it's horrible, I don't want to know it. I don't even want to look at it ever.
I think Steve Sefcak was talking about that he couldn't find anything.
Yeah, that's weird. I don't even think any of those YouTube... I think none of those people actually existed.
Did Too Many Games even exist? Or did we just invent it?
Were there not enough games?
Yeah, the actual expo was not enough games.
We just walk into an empty warehouse. Every time you put the laptop on the table, it just fell down.
Oh, that's why my laptop doesn't work.
That's why my speakers don't work anymore.
Look. By the way, did we use my monitor? Because there's like a burn, not a burn mark, but like a place right here that doesn't work anymore. And it doesn't, hold on.
I think we might have actually used your monitor.
Hold on, I'm trying to get a white
screen. I think this is actually my monitor, though.
Did we just swap my... Did you see the burn mark and then it swapped monitor? There it is, there.
We brought your monitor out here.
It doesn't go away. Mm. It's weird. Right here.
Oh.
See?
Yeah, I don't know if I remember that from my computer, or anybody, like, hitting me or something. I don't remember anything ever happening to my speakers, so why don't my speakers work?
I don't know, that might have been just the trip.
I think we can.